From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, A Warning Against the Sin of Presumption, part of his series in the book of Joshua. Joshua and the army of Israel fell victim to an all too prevalent sin. Forgetting that it was the Lord who had given the victory over Jericho, Joshua and his army presumed that they could make short work of Ai without bothering to seek God's guidance and help. Their sin was essentially the sin of pride, which is the root of presumption. As Dr. Cairns has already demonstrated, presumption is characterized by prayerlessness. One cannot do God's work without constant prayer. Failure to pray then leads to carelessness about how God would have his work accomplished, whether it be on the battlefield or in the present attitude regarding how the church is to be built. How vital it is to remember that in the work of God, the flesh profits nothing. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of the great English preacher of the 19th century, Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
Our text for this morning is found in Hosea chapter 7 and verse 8. Ephraim is a cake not turned. A cake not turned is uncooked on one side, and so Ephraim was in many respects untouched by divine grace. Though there was some partial obedience, there was very much rebellion left. My soul, I charge thee, see whether this be thy case. Art thou thorough in the things of God? Has grace gone through the very center of thy being, so as to be felt in its divine operations in all thy powers, thy actions, thy words, and thy thoughts? To be sanctified spirit, soul, and body should be thine aim and prayer. And although sanctification may not be perfect in thee anywhere in degree, yet it must be universal in its action. There must not be the appearance of holiness in one place and reigning sin in another, else thou too wilt be a cake not turned. A cake not turned is soon burnt on the side nearest the fire, and although no man can have too much religion, there are some who seem burnt black with bigoted zeal for that part of truth which they have received, or are charred to a cinder with a vainglorious Pharisaic ostentation of those religious performances which suit their humor. The assumed appearance of superior sanctity frequently accompanies a total absence of all vital godliness. The saint in public is a devil in private. He deals in flour by day and in soot by night. The cake which is burned on one side is dough on the other. If it be so with me, O Lord, turn me. Turn my unsanctified nature to the fire of thy love, and let it feel the sacred glow, and let my burnt side cool a little, while I learn my own weakness and want of heat, when I am removed from thy heavenly flame. Let me not be found a double-minded man, but one entirely under the powerful influence of reigning grace. For well I know, if I am left like a cake unturned, and am not on both sides the subject of thy grace, I must be consumed forever amid everlasting burnings.
My precious blood.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. And so when the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim, David did not argue, well, they're right where I had them before. These are the tactics that succeeded before. This is the way we got the victory. They were easy prey the first time, and they'll be easy prey this time. That's not how he thought. No. David inquired of the Lord. And this time the Lord said, thou shalt not go up. And what a defeat David would have had if he had gone up. Thou shalt not go up. He saved himself a lot of trouble. He saved the lives of many of his men as he waited on God, and the Lord told him the best way this time is not to go up against them, but he told him to fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees, and then wait. When you hear the sound of the going among the mulberry trees, then go against them. Had Joshua done that, had he waited on God, had he gone up to the Lord before Ai to say, Lord, how do we do this? Will you be among us? Will you deliver them into our hand? Achan's sin would have been discovered before one Israelite-ish life had been lost. And the awful debacle at Ai would have been avoided. You see, we cannot do the work of God without constant prayer. And there's no more dangerous time for us when we must realize this than after we have had a major victory. I used to have experiences as a young man, and I would often wonder, how does this happen? That after some great triumph, I would fall flat on my face. After getting to a place where I thought, well, by the grace of God, I've broken through to a new level, to a new experience, to a new power with God, to new usefulness, to new ability to get answers to prayer. And just when it seemed I was coming into that large land, suddenly I would fall flat on my face. I had to learn by bitter experience what Joshua had to learn by similarly bitter experience, that we can't do the work of God without constant prayer. That's why I often tell you to be careful of that sweet sounding old hymn, yield not to temptation. I love that part of it. That is true. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. But let me tell you, it is utterly fallacious to say each victory will help you some other to win. Yesterday's victory will do nothing to help you to win today's battle unless you're in constant touch with God. We cannot do the work of God without constant prayer, and to seek to do so is sheer presumption. You see this in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. You have the commandment to put on the whole armor of God in order to stand for the Lord Jesus. But verse 18 tells us to put it on with prayer, praying always. The hymn writer caught the very essence of that when he said, each piece put on with prayer, praying always with all prayer and supplication, and watching, or literally being sleepless thereunto, with all perseverance and supplication. That's how to put on the armor. I think when you consider that, you'll recognize immediately one of the reasons of the great weaknesses and the many defeats of so many churches and so many Christians. God's blessing, God's power always come on a praying people. And any time we proceed without prayer, we'll become like King Saul. You remember him? And we'll act as foolishly and presumptuously. when the Philistines came down upon Saul to Gilgal, he said, I have not made my supplication unto the Lord. And he invaded the priest's office. And he lost his crown as far as God was concerned that very moment. There he was. The battle had come, but he said, I have not made my supplication to the Lord. How often that is the case with Christians. They find themselves facing troubles. They find temptation coming in their way, and they're not spiritually prepared. They have not made their supplication to the Lord. That's why it's important every day for Christians to start the day with God. That's why it's important that before you ever go out to face the world, however early you go out to face the world, that you do not go out to face the world and the devil until you've got with your God and you've made your supplication unto the Lord. Very, very important, because there is no future for us in personal work or in church work if we fail to pray. We can't do that. Prayerlessness simply reveals presumption. It is saying to God, I can do this without you. Isn't that what Israel was saying in reality? We needed the Lord for Jericho. That was a big battle, but this is just a small battle. I can do this by myself. Have you not often, if you haven't expressed it, you've lived that way, you've felt that way many a time in your own life. When there's some huge thing, oh, then you want to pray, and then you want to get other Christians praying. But when there's some little thing, well, I don't need to give much attention to that. And you're simply saying, I can do this without the Lord. One writer, I think a secular writer whose name now escapes me, very wisely said, a proud man has no God. There's a lot of truth in it. Certainly that is the testimony that's being given. When we are prayerless, it is proud presumption. I can do this without the Lord. And that presumption will lead to carelessness. That's very obvious and evident as we examine Joshua chapter 7. These Israelites were carelessly ignorant of the lessons of the past. Every experience that they had ever had taught them that they depended entirely on the grace of God and the power of God and the presence of God. And yet here they were, going forward, acting without God and trusting in the arm of the flesh. You'll see they were guilty of carnal confidence in fleshly methods. Tell me, is that not the curse and the sin of much of the 20th century church? This is a sin. This is a mindset that crosses denominational barriers, theological barriers, cultural barriers, and it seems to permeate every branch of the Church of Jesus Christ. Nowadays, and sometimes I've read cases of Reformed preachers being able to dress this up in the garb of high-sounding Calvinistic theology. But when you take away all the drapery, it's the same old nonsense. The view of the 20th century that we're in the business of selling the gospel. We're in the business of selling the gospel. And we have got to display our wares in a manner that is going to be attractive to modern man. That's why you've got rock music in the church. That's why you've got rock concerts in the church. That's why you've got dancing in the church. That's why you've got drama in the church. This is what appeals to the modern man. This is how you present the old message in a new way. You know, these are not new things. There has never been a time in the history of the world that I knew of when drama would not have been more palatable to the carnal man than the preaching of the Word of God. Nothing new about that. Shakespeare and the theater would always have got more crowds than, say, a John Owen or a John Bunyan preaching the Word of God. But now we have reached the stage where, in order to attract modern man, we have got to sell the gospel in a way that is going to be attractive to him and palatable to him. Carnal confidence in fleshly methods. And we're told, look at the results. Look at the mega churches. Look at the seeker-sensitive movement. Give people what they want, then they come to church. So what? As I pointed out, by that standard, the church in Laodicea was the most successful church in the world. But not according to Christ. Let me get this very clearly to you. The flesh profiteth nothing in the work of God. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. I was reading in bed last night, or really about 2 o'clock this morning, I was reading this biography, or part of a biography, of one of America's great revival preachers. As I read the description of the revivals, I was struck by this fact. Here there were no attempts at man-made converts. Here there was just an awful sense of the majesty and the glory and the holiness and the power and the presence of God. Here sinners came under a terrible conviction of their own sin, and they cried out for mercy on the merits of the blood of Jesus Christ. And as I read that, my heart lifted to God. Lord, send us that kind of revival. That is revival. That is revival. Away with the man-made lookalikes. The flesh profits nothing. Carnal and careless ignorance of the lessons of the past leads to this presumptuous carelessness that we can go on trying to emulate the work of the Holy Ghost. Or should I say, simulate the work of the Holy Ghost by the activities of the flesh.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.